This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko with an internet marketing news update. This week we did mindset training inside Fastweb Formula. The geo is fun, and if you are a member, log in and get access to it. Learning how your mind functions and getting the best from it is the key for a successful business, whether it's online or offline. When it comes to transcription services, how much should you pay and where should you get it done? Well, my advice is always pay a little more to get a almost word perfect result, because the time it takes you to go and correct or make changes for a low priced, poor quality supply actually defeats the whole purpose of getting someone else to do it. So I actually have full-time team members who transcribe every single one of these videos and all of my podcasts and my information products, and it's well worth the money because they know my style, they get used to my accent. But if you do have small jobs here and there, then there are some services that you can use. But my advice is don't go with the cheapest one, and try and go with someone in a local country to you if that's appropriate, because they'll be able to understand your accent much easier. YouTube are pretty keen for you to use your real name these days, and I think this is the trend on the internet. People want to deal with real people. One of the biggest barriers for sales on the internet is trust. Now, if you have your real picture, your real name, like I do with these videos, every week you see me, I'm real, I use my own name, you know who I am, and any service that I'm talking about of mine, you're going to have more confidence than some guy that just sent you a note to your help desk telling you how wonderful their services are. So I think being real on the internet is proven. It's been shown by others like Gary Vaynerchuk. There's a lot of well-known people on the web who have put themselves out there and built celebrity or authority status, and they sell really well. Seth Godin, for example. So get real. It's okay to have a primary channel. Put your own name on your comment. Put your own name on your blog. Do your own Facebook, do your own Twitter, get real. It's not about quantity, it's about quality. Can you have a paperless office? Well, for my business, it's pretty much paperless. Anything that comes in gets actioned immediately and then filed for the tax records. Now, in some countries, your tax records may even be able to be operated from a scanned copy. So check that. But some of my friends have a little scanner beside their computer. They scan the documents into the scanner, it goes into Evernote or a Dropbox system, and then they shred the document, and that's it. It goes out in the waste, shredded. So don't have papers around your desk. If you're in anything where you're not actually manually writing them, sure, if you're a copywriter or whatever, you're going to be writing a lot. But if you don't use a lot of paper, there's no reason to have it around. Just go lean. Have your keyboard and your mouse and your brain, and you have a great business. All right, there was some discussion this week in Fastweb Formula about the invisible sales funnel. Is it really new? Is it amazing or is it douchey? Well, look, it's just asking people to commit to an order before you deliver the content and then you charge them afterwards. I don't know what's so revolutionary about that. It's been around in direct response for a long time. Send in your check, we won't bank it until 30 days, et cetera, et cetera. It's not new. It's not that amazing, in my opinion. It's just another tactic or a trick in the bag of things you can do. I won't be using it, so don't worry. I like to deliver content, let people get to know me, and then I can ask them to order and they can get the goods. If you're not sure about risk reversal, you're not sure about guarantees, just give away chunks of your product as freeline material and let people get to know you over a series of news tips, updates, your blog, etc. And you won't have any trouble with conversions. You don't need to hoodwink or trick people into pre-committing their purchase. That's my opinion. Good luck with whatever your tests are. Happy to take comments on this. I'm sure there's probably people with mixed results. But as a buyer, I don't like it at all. I think it's some kind of entrapment. Article writing, you know, can you get good articles written in foreign countries? Yes, you can. I've had much better experience in the Philippines, which is one of the top English-speaking countries in the world, versus India. That's just been my experience. That's the main reason I shifted my SEO business across to the Philippines, because the English-speaking, the understanding of English is way better. It's very, very Americanized, but they can cater for UK and Australian English. Are you going to get better English written in English-speaking countries, in only English-speaking countries like the United States, the UK, Australia, New Zealand? Probably. It will cost more. You can expect to pay a substantial premium, and that's okay. I think there's a place for both. So with the game being premium content, we put so much work now into my own business in our hiring process that we actually only hire a small percentage of the people who ever apply for it. But the point is, you can get well-written stuff in most countries, but you need the right person, okay? There's plenty of people who purport to be writers, but are not going to be able to write well in any country. How do you find niche-specific blogs to go and comment on and get links from and be an authority on? It's pretty simple. Get your list of key phrases that people use to talk about in your market. Go along to Google, type them in, and see what's on the first page. Go and visit each site, see if they have an ability to register. Is it a forum? Can you participate in the forum? Is it a blog? Can you comment on the blog? Can you become a member of a certain service? You know, is it YouTube? Do you have a channel on YouTube? Are you putting out content on YouTube? Get in where your niche markets are by searching for your phrase and participating. It's that simple. I'm James Shramko. I hope you've enjoyed this internet marketing update. I'll see you inside Fastweb Formula. If you're not a member, be sure to join.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.